tell us what the vision is for the next 5 years and how much that's going to change GPO.
Great. Our strategic vision has changed so that we are now going to continue to transform ourselves into a digital information platform and a provider of secure credentials. Most people don't realize that the Government Printing Office is an agency that prints a number of congressional products like the congressional record, the bills, the hearings, the Federal Register, and so on. But we are the ones who work 24/7 to ensure Congress has what it needs to conduct the business of governing. So we are the ones who create those digital databases that go up each day that everyone accesses on our database system called FDSIS, which at this point has about 30 million documents downloaded each month. And what our strategic plan is trying to do is to let people know that we are in the midst of a significant transformation as we move our agency from a print-centric model to a content-centric model. And so, of course, when you have a strategic plan, you need to make sure that you have a blueprint for the future so that the employees understand where we're going and our stakeholders understand where we're going. And so our emphasis is on being official. Because when you access the data that we provide on FDSIS, you know it's authenticated, you know it's the real deal. It's digital because of the fact that we know we need to have digital products, services, and we utilize digital processes. And it is secure because you know it's the real deal. So that's where we are. That's where we're going.
So where is paper in this five-year strategy?
We believe that paper, or what we call tangible print, will always be around, but certainly not in the volume that we're accustomed to in the past. When we had a print-centric model, which was not so very long ago, we would have a lot of paper everywhere. Everything was always printed on paper, and we just seemed to revolve around the paper processes. But as the world changes and as we realize that about 97% of the federal government information is born digital, and published online, we realize that we need to strike the right balance between digital and tangible print. I will say, Emily, that we believe that tangible print will always be around because there are a number of pockets of citizens who are underserved by online access. There will always be a need for tangible print for some businesses to conduct their business. And we also know that it's cheaper for the GPO to print volumes of print rather than having people print copies off of Xerox machines. It's just cheaper for us to do it.
Now, I guess last year, or maybe it was the year before, that the federal budget, as it came out in the president's request, was finally gone. It was, well, you still printed a few copies, but mostly it was digital.
That's right.
And the Republic somehow stayed in business, even though you did that. And what did you learn from that whole conversion to mostly digital distribution and less print?
Well, it's based upon our strategic plan. Our strategic plan states that we are customer-centric and employee-driven. In terms of customer centrism, we realize that our customers want the information in any possible format. And so we knew that the budget was a good example of showing and demonstrating that we can put it online and also create an app. So we are the ones who created the first app for the fiscal year budget 13, which, by the way, just won a digital award.
Congratulations. We're speaking with Davida Vance Cooks, the acting public printer. One of the things when I see your pledge official, digital, and secure that I wonder just in general, how do you plan to maintain or build your brand as the official word of the government? Because when you're talking about the web, sometimes it's hard to know exactly who's who.
Great question. GPO has served as the link between the federal government and its systems, and its citizens. We actually have an advanced authentication system. It's supported by the public key infrastructure, which we know as PKI. And it's based on public key encryption, and it ensures that the data and the documents that are shared between parties are not altered. So when we post that information on FDSIS, you can be assured that it's official. When you look at the left-hand corner of the documents, you'll see a watermark of an eagle, and that's our digital signature, and it implies, and it is very, very important for you to realize that it reflects the fact that it is a digital document and it is authenticated.
And I wanted to ask you about the physical plant, because those big brick buildings on North Capitol Street have been there many years, and they were printing plants at one time.
Right.
They still are to maybe some degree. Are you going to stay there? I mean, does it look like it's a great piece of real estate? Probably a lot of people have their hot little eyes on it. Are you going to stay there?
Yes, we intend to stay there. You are right in the sense that it is a large building, and it's also a historic building, and I'd love for you to come down and take a look at it. We'd love to take you out on a tour of it. However, we always need a footprint for the types of equipment that we are continuing to purchase. We are still purchasing digital equipment. We still need that footprint. But we are also leasing parts of that building to other agencies that need space. So we will still be there, but sharing.
I want to ask you about a couple of the things that you bring about in this new strategy. I mean, one, I'm just curious, you mentioned new passports. Mm-hmm. What's on the horizon?
Okay. For the past 80 years, we have had a wonderful partnership with the Department of State. We actually produce the passports for the Department of State. And with that knowledge and the expertise, we, several years ago, worked with the Department of State to develop e-passports. In the early days, you will recall the passport used to be a conventionally printed document. But today, that e-passport incorporates a chip and an antenna that's arrayed, and it's capable of carrying biometric identification data. And so when you combine it with other security features, it becomes a secure identification credential. So we took the expertise that we learned from the passport and created smart cards. We're in the smart card business. So we are the ones who created the Trusted Traveler Card for Customs and Border Protection. We print the Medicare card for Puerto Rican citizens. For the D.C. government, we created the D.C. One card. And even for this last special Super Bowl, we're the ones who created the special events badge for the FBI.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, right. Our secure credential unit has actually been certified as the only government-to-government provider of credentials meeting the requirements of HSPD 12.
Now, you don't mention this in your strategy, but I'm just wondering, would you consider changing your name? Because the government printing office is not necessarily, I guess, a full... It's not exactly accurate anymore.
That's correct. We would love to change our name to the Government Publishing Office. And the reason is very simple. It's because we publish the information in whatever format our customer wants. And that's because, again, the plan that we developed recognizes that we must be customer-centric. So if the customer wants it in tangible print, we can do that. If you want it as an app, we can do that. If you want it online, we can do that. In fact, so many people have asked me, why do you need a government printing office? Because the information is available on the web. Most people don't realize we're the ones who put it on the web.
And finally, you talk about becoming an employer of choice in your five-year strategy. And I know that you've given talks about budget cuts and budget constraints. Your agency has felt them. So do you think that you're going to be hiring people?
Yes. We are hiring people for specific skills, mostly, as you can imagine, technological skills. We're always looking for people who are involved in app development, IT type of services, because as we move from that print-centric model to a content-centric model, we will become more and more technologically driven.
So no more Lucy operators.
Good job.
All right.
Davida Vance Cook is the acting public printer of the Government Printing Office. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.